President Trump tweeted today, "I was elected on getting out of these ridiculous, endless wars." That is a defense of his decision last night to pull U.S. troops away from key border posts in Syria. The White House said that U.S. forces have defeated the militant group, the Islamic State, or ISIS. Trump also spoke of plans allowing the Turkish military to move into Syria. That has alarm bells ringing in Washington because the president's move goes against recommendations from top officials at the Pentagon and the State Department, and even some Trump supporters. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham phoned into Fox News this morning. He called the president's actions impulsive, short-sighted, and irresponsible. Graham warned this will be a, quote, stain on America's honor for abandoning the Kurds, end quote, who have done most of the actual fighting against ISIS in Syria.
I like President Trump. I've tried to help him. This, to me, is just unnerving to its core. To say to the American people ISIS has been destroyed in Syria is not true.
Senator.
Today, President Trump appeared to backpedal on his decision. He put out a long tweet with a warning for Turkey, and bear with me, I'm going to read it in its entirety. "As I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will totally destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. I've done before. They must, with Europe and others, watch over the captured ISIS fighters and families." Trump went on. "The U.S. has done far more than anyone could have ever expected, including the capture of 100% of the ISIS caliphate. It is that time now for others in the region, some of great wealth, to protect their own territory," end quote. Then the president ended in all caps, "The USA is great." Mideast envoy Dennis Ross says that Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is unlikely to take those threats seriously.
Erdogan will come back to him and say, "Look, we have all these refugees. You know, you're against having refugees come into your country. We can't keep housing all of them, and all I'm doing is creating greater space to put them back into northeast Syria. Of course, there is no infrastructure there to house them, so you're looking at much greater potential for ISIS to come back. Chaos is likely to reign."
We'll hear more from my conversation with Ambassador Ross in just a bit. First, though, to Robin Fleming in northeast Syria. She's a researcher with the Rojava Information Center, a research and advocacy group for the Kurdish areas of Syria. Have U.S. troops already started their withdrawal?
We've seen pictures and heard reports from various camps alongside the border where troops have already started abandoning their bases.
So American soldiers had been acting as kind of a tripwire for us to deter Turkey from coming into this part of Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Does this suggest that there is now nothing to stop the Turks from coming in?
Yes, the U.S. was instrumental in this agreement between the United States and Turkey to create this security mechanism along the border where they agreed to do joint patrols to sort of satisfy Turkey to ensure that the border was secure. And now, without the presence of the U.S., this agreement is kind of void. So with the absence of the U.S., there is no longer this agreement that was supposed to prevent Turkey from invading.
Yeah. And so what is reaction then?
The reaction is what we've kind of seen before, because this is neither the first time that the U.S. has threatened to withdraw troops from this area. We saw this late last year. And it's also not the first time that Turkey has threatened to attack. And so now, like before, the SDF and other civil and military institutions are saying that they wanted to avoid a military escalation, but if they are attacked, they will respond and they will defend north and east Syria. So they are definitely prepared to resist and prepared to defend themselves.
So whatever the signals are from Washington, and they are somewhat contradictory, I mean, the Turkish threat to invade still stands. Are people moving away from these threatened areas?
Yes, we don't yet have any numbers on how many people are leaving the area because this is still quite new news. But there have been reports that some people are preparing to leave, move further away from the border. But a lot of civilians are quite nervous, as they have been nervous before.
The Turks say their motives are humanitarian, though, to set up a safe area for people displaced by the Syrian civil war. Do you and the Kurds believe them?
We recently, as the Rojava Information Center, released a report documenting both Turkish cross-border attacks on north and east Syria and attacks from Syria to Turkey. And the results of this research were that Turkey has over 30 times shot at civilians across the border. And there was one instance of an attack from Syria to Turkey. And that person was arrested by the SDF. This was not the SDF making this attack. So I think that this research shows really clearly that its motives are not just self-defense. Its motives are not just to protect itself. It's also speaking a lot about returning Syrian refugees to their homes. But most of these refugees are actually from other parts of Syria and not north and east Syria.
So, Robin, it may be evident from your accent, you're from the U.S. You're a volunteer there, partly because the Kurds need English speakers, from what I gather. How worried are you personally about mm-hmm. what comes next?
Personally? I'm just going to continue to do my work here. Like you said, we are a volunteer-based research organization. We are not going to be the first target, obviously. And we are not in the hottest area, so we will take precautions to be safe. But personally, I am not so worried, but I'm paying attention to the political situation, obviously.
Robin Fleming is a researcher with the Rojava Information Center, a research and advocacy group for the Kurdish areas of Syria. Robin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.